children, time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep. Come, my children, time to awake from your sleep.
Hello, and welcome to the Enlightened Medicine Show with Dr. Valerie Olmsted, the holographic physician. Before I get into tonight's reading, and I am going to be reading Fascicle 2 of the Knowledge Book, just wanted to give you a quick update on what we're doing. We're in Pennsylvania. We are doing gatherings through Pennsylvania. Then we'll be heading to around Long Island, Southampton, New York. Then we will be going to possibly Massachusetts, and I'm trying to remember where. Sorry about that. I'm not familiar with the East. And then we go to New Hampshire, to Manchester, New Hampshire, then to Maine, and then to Rochester. We're going to be with Steve Barish and spend a couple days there. We're going to have more adventures in the Sacred Groves up in Palmyra, New York. So that'll be kind of fun. And then we start heading to the West. So right now we're looking at Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota, and then we go to the West Coast. So we'll be starting in Vancouver, Washington area, and then going into Linwood, Seattle, Spokane, dropping down into Grants Pass, Ashland area in Oregon, then going on to San Francisco, LA, and then home. So that's it for our tour this year. So if you want to catch up with us and actually be part of this this amazing grid that we're forming, then please give me a call, 928-301-2131, and I'll be happy to talk to you about it. So what else is going on? Oh, we had we've had some incredible experiences, and I can't remember if I've mentioned this, so please excuse me if I have, but we had an atheist that attended a couple weeks ago and was a dyed-in-the-wool atheist and actually had a God experience. So that's kind of cool. And I keep telling people, this is not about religion. You know, the truth is the truth is the truth. It has nothing to do with religion. And religion was just there to guide us and to hopefully get us to play nice with each other. It hasn't done that great a job, you know. It hasn't done what it was supposed to do. But anyway, so on we go. This connection that we're doing has become more and more powerful. And it's just, I don't even know how to describe it. It's such a light connection. People are feeling the life in their fingers. And I think the problem is a lot of people expect that they're suddenly going to see things when they didn't see things before. That's not usually what happens, although it can happen if you have some kind of latent thing. You know, like maybe you saw things before and you just weren't expecting it, then you would probably see something. But there's people that come and they get all excited and they get all tweaked out because they think they're going to see things. And it's like, no, it's not a magic wand that like grants you the ability to suddenly see psychically. And so, you know, there may be things that you have to remove, blockages you have to go through, things that you have to change within your own vibratory level to be able to see this. So, let's see, Eric is asking, how long will we be in Pennsylvania? That's a good question. At least through the 1st of July. We are going to be going down to Willow Grove area this Friday, and then we'll be back in the Reading-Laureldale area for the next week, and then we're leaving Pennsylvania. So if you want to catch up with us, Eric, we will be kind of down towards you. I think Philadelphia is kind of close to Willow Grove. Give me a call on the cell phone later, and I'll give you the directions. Now, before we get started, I'm not going to be able to answer anybody's fast blast until I get done reading because it's kind of hard to keep one eye on the fast blast and one eye on the book. I am going to read Fascicle 2, and I decided to do this because time is so short. I've read you the other three fascicles that are at the beginning, so now you're going to hear about Fascicle 2, so hopefully this will help to spark a few things in you and help you to understand who you are a little bit better. Now, the problem with this is that today is the day to read Fascicle 2, okay? Not any other day. So if you're going to listen to this at some later time, only listen to it on the days that are on the reading program. And if you look, pull up the show info, you'll see down at the bottom there's a thing on, you know, how to get to that website, which is dkb_mevlana.org, I think. But anyway, you'll have to go to that and click on the reading program and get the actual schedule to see when you would read these things. And I'm cautioning you with this, as I will before each one that I read, because I would prefer that you avoid being short-circuited. We don't have a lot of time to fix anybody. And I wouldn't know how to fix you with this stuff. You know, you'd have to appeal to the powers that be out in the universe. So use a little caution, okay? So listen to it today, not any other day. There's, I think, four or five times a year that you can listen to this particular one. And, you know, you have to look on the reading schedule. Okay, without further ado, let me mention also that this has been written by a woman in Istanbul, Turkey. So she talks about Islam. If you're offended by that, you better turn off the radio right now, because I'm not going to apologize for it, okay? I respect all religions. I respect all paths to the one. So so just, you know, put your prejudices aside if you have any about this. This has nothing to do with religion. This is beyond the religions, okay? So just understand that that's where she's coming from, is she is Turkish. Okay, so let's go ahead and get started here. This is 1984, second month that it was written, Fascicle 2. Call from the pen of the Golden Age. Do not ever forget that mankind always esteems its own intellect. Divine manifestations appear in each person in different ways. The ever-changing mankind cannot determine the limits of learning. The foundation of the dome of the cosmos has been laid through worship. The preeminent, all-merciful, has shed light on everyone on this path. But mankind, the genuine devotees excluded, could not perceive anything in depth. This book is a call. It will propagate the commands of the firmament to the entire universe in accordance with the universal theory. This single book, which is dictated to you, is the common book of the entire universe. All the books which had been revealed to Earth from the same channel until today with the command of our Lord have been to examine and to evolve humanity. Now, with this single book which you hold in your hands, you are personally tested. Our friends who attain a genuine consciousness of this sacred period will be integrated in the light of this universal book. This last period of resurrecting, which we call the period in which the heavens will be opened, is the time corresponding to the last years of the ending of the 20th century. Our goal is to assemble all our terrestrial brothers and sisters under the same roof. The commands we receive are the commands of the divine. Since the beginning of this year, everyone is performing his or her duty in the framework of the commands he or she has received. The opening brain codes of mankind have advanced on the path of learning until today and are still continuing to advance. During the lives after this, there will be no more crawling. For this reason, with the request of the divine realm, we have notified only our Mevlana code with the mission of explaining the truth to our preeminent friends who have pledged themselves to the resignation medium on the path of worship. Do not forget that your most perfect religious books, which had been revealed from the divine level, had always enlightened you on the path of goodwill, tolerance, peace, brotherhood, love, work, and learning. Unfortunately, your societies have degenerated those sacred books. Now this book again explains to you one by one with all clarity the same suggestions which are the essence of all the books. There is no fanaticism and bigotry at the level of God. Everything in nature is pure and shining. Chaos is not in God but in His servants. The undeveloped state of the Islamic society is due to this fact. Now this book is revealed as a command of the divine from the consciousness code of Ataturk's Republic to the Mevlana code, which is the Anatolian channel. Our call is the slogan of Mevlana, who has achieved the highest possible degree of humanity. Come, 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 no matter who you are, do come. Whether a Mazdian or an atheist, this place is not a door of repentance. Do come, even if you have reversed your penitence 1,000 times. Your heart is a seat of prostration. Perform your worship there. Come. Our embrace is open to all our human brothers and sisters. This book is rendered effective because during this period it was thought necessary to make the explanation of the essence of the Quran and the religious books. Our goal is to introduce the genuine human being to the entire humanity. This system, which had been established according to universal laws, has never passed beyond time. That means this system has been condemned to remain within the cycle. Deviating from this fact for the liberation of the world now, we are taking you outside the system gradually. Those who have achieved this consciousness are only the genuine essence codes. The initial energy is the noblest gene. They are the energies and genes which have not been degenerated. For this reason, the one who discovered the truth first was Semmes of Tabriz. Following this, he had gone to the city of Bel, where Mevlana was born, and then went to Damascus. Mevlana had gone to Damascus in his youth and had met Semmes there, and had not seen him again until he went to Konya. In fact, Semmes is no other than the Mercury of Mythos. Find Mercury and read it. He was also called the Flying Dutchman. In every period, he has justly performed his duty. Semmes awaited for the awakening period of Mevlana. This is because Semmes is the twin spirit and brother of Mevlana. Why had Mevlana awakened late? Because one of them was waiting in the world in zero frequency, and the other was waiting in the firmament at the infinite code. Mevlana, who had always been in touch with God, had received the command of writing his Mesnevi even before coming to this world. The goal had been to shed light on his society. But it should never be forgotten that each enlightened person needs another enlightened one. Semmes had been sent to the world afterwards to help him. Society, which had not been aware of the real meaning of their togetherness, had interpreted it in many ways. Mevlana, who had said that the frequency of love was even higher than the firmament, had embraced the entire universe with his love. This is such a love that only those who reach its true meaning know. This is the love of God, which everyone seeks but cannot find. The Supreme One, who creates an apple from the essence of the seed, renders it a whole by giving it his entire energy. When the awareness of an apple, the awareness of the human being, the awareness of the rock, of the earth, the awareness of the animal, in short, the awareness of all the elements you see in the universe unite with this universal awareness, then they become a whole. During those ages and in the Quran, this was called the exist in unity. Now it is called universal unification, that is, atomic integration. Once Yunus had said, "There is a self within myself," and had found his God in this manner. The energy of your essence of the nucleus ultimately maintains your atomic integration by holding the neutron and the proton together. The entire universe is an atomic unification. This is the reason why we feel God with us every moment. Mevlana had been with his God each moment. He had been enlightening the society by talking through God. But until he found Semmes, he could never pass to the firmament code, which we call the second evolvement code. Semmes had helped him at this point. In this manner, both of the energies of awareness had united and formed a whole and established their triangle code with God as the following: God, Semmes, Mevlana. The magnetic power of this unified field, wherever they went, had connected each person they had associated with in the society to the universal light code. Those who were the lights who were carrying the nearest energies in their society to the energy of Semmes and Mevlana. We can explain this in the following way. The noble genes which carry the initial energy during the first existence are the white moths, that is, the whirling dervishes. They have embraced the whole universe and have whirled unceasingly so that they would never turn their backs to God by achieving the consciousness that their God is present in every direction. The lover dancing with the music is the same as the dervish in ecstasy with the music of the reed flute embracing his God, his love, and they are on the same frequency. They have reached the level of affection, art, and love, which is the most supreme level. These two paths are the same. Music is universal. It helps to achieve ecstasy for every society according to their understanding. This means that all the branches of love, dance, and art are only different ways of worship. Do not forget that the first dance started with the tom-tom sounds and with the sticks of American Indians. This means that the essence of everything is the human being, and the human being has created the universes with his or her own energy. Worship in the church is the same as worship in the mosque. The moment a drunkard forgets himself or herself and the cupbearers offering wine are the same worship. This is because during that divine moment you can elevate up to the level of God due to the fact that there is no negative vibration, no negative thought within you. This is such a supremacy that mankind has expected this exaltation since the day it was born. Some people have reached this preeminence throughout the truest path, and some by sacrificing themselves like the hippies. You consider the hippies as the dirty waste of society. No, they are very powerful positive energies. But due to the fact that they cannot adapt themselves to society, it always makes them happy to meet at the realm of colors. They are the victims of society in the Christianity realm, just as the sheep are sacrificed in the Islamic realm. In this period, while an Islam sacrifices a sheep so that nothing malevolent happens to him or her, a Christian makes a sacrifice by banning the hippies from society. When a Christian worships God in his or her church, and when an Islam performs his or her prayer 5 times a day in his or her mosque, they consider that they have done their duty towards God and they have performed their entire responsibilities. To surpass this consciousness, one has to become a genuine human being. Everyone is sent to the world with a mission. This universal mission is to maintain the solidarity of society. Thus, the Quran has enlightened people on the path of learning science, love, logic, and mutual help. Cleanliness comes from faith. Civilized societies have solved this problem. But the Arab had received the command from his God to wash him or herself 5 times a day because this is necessary in the medium where he or she lives. However, unfortunately, mankind has learned to wash its body but could not ever learn to wash or purify its spirit. The understanding of the solidarity of society of the present has changed a lot in comparison with the understanding of the solidarity of society in the old times. Now, if you extend your pure heart and your help to a poor person and help him or her to be accepted by society, then there is no necessity to sacrifice an animal. A kind word and instant loving look is the best of worships. Do not ever forget this, our friends. This is signed Pen of the Golden Age, PGA. Our friends, now we would like to talk to you about the great conflicts between the cultures of the East and the West. A line is the continuation of billions of points until infinity. The atomic totality in each point has created the triplet of calligraphy, drawing, and sculpture by binding the points to each other. Why drawing and sculpture were banned in the Islamic society and not in the West? The Islamic society had dived within this atomic structure long before and had reached learning through religion. The West had solved everything through learning in a civilized way, then found its God. This should never be forgotten, that the first of anything is not the last of that thing. There will always be new steps to be taken in the advancements made as a necessity of society. The Islamic society has learned the medium of unity by solving all the secrets in the Quran by calculating them with the Arabic numerical alphabet. This knowledge has led people who could not surpass their egos to be veiled due to jealousy. But the West has accepted this view very naturally and has progressed on the design path of light step by step. Our light friend Muhammad Mustafa, who had first put forth his steps of divine light on the world in the Arabic Peninsula and had tried to make society gain humaneness by propagating the Islamic religion, but could never obtain the result he hoped for. People, instead of being united, have been separated even more through sex, just as it is in other religions. The Catholic, the Orthodox, and the Protestant creeds had also divided people in the same way. In fact, all religions are the same. Everyone's God is the same single God. We all worship the same God. There is no discrimination among us. Discrimination is in the views of our human brothers and sisters. God has never given up hope of his service because all the living entities had been created from his energy. You say that God is jealous, that he never shares his love with anyone. Actually, the Quran could not transmit to you the real meaning of this. His love has been distributed to all animals, all plants, all insects, and to all rocks and earth in the entire universe. Society, due to its fanatic fears, has feared its God in fear. They could not even embrace their children with love, who were their nearest and dearest, due to the fear that God would take them away. In fact, God is an extremely great energy which opens up more to mankind as it loves. God is not in appearance, but in vibrations. Whomever you smile at in this world, that person will always smile back to you. This is the universal rule. The characteristic of this period is the law of nature, eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. If you love me, I will love you too. Because you are a mirror, you reflect whatever you see. If you are light, you will reflect light. If you are a piece of coal, you will remain to be black like coal without burning. Do not thank your God in church or in mosque for the blessings he has given you. Be grateful to him because he has created you, for he has never killed you but recreated you again and again in every period. To know how to exist is to comprehend the cause of existence. Starting with a computer, we solve the universe through lines. Now we hold the end of the skein in our hands. This means that by linking this book with the Quran, we will pull out all the information one by one from the well. We will complete this book with the information even Western societies do not know yet. Computers, televisions, radios, and tape recorders are the most primitive instruments of this period. The instrument which has focused all the knowledge in one point has been shedding light on you since the time of papyruses, cuneiform writings, and caves. This is your brain. It is on the universal vibration of the Arc code, which is the highest code. Your frequencies, which have reached this code, have taken you within the space age. To be able to reach here, it is necessary that your brain should become a universal satellite. However, doubt is a primitive bound which leads you to the medium of quest. Each quest banishes the doubts one by one. It breaks one by one the chains of fear, and learning progresses on the path in this manner. All religious books have talked about resurrection until today, but nothing has happened. Those who have attained this consciousness fearlessly advance on this path. Let us explain to you this much. Nothing in this world is alone and single. Against each positive technique developed, there is another positive technique one step ahead. The system is aware of everything and shuts the circuit during the time of danger. From now on, there will not be any more stealing of secrets, neither in politics, nor in your social lives, nor in your private lives. Do not ever fear, because negative factors are immediately excluded. There can never be any interruption in the chain of events. This order has brought you love, friendship, and peace. We wish happy days to all our brothers and sisters in their beautiful world. Signed, Pen of the Golden Age, PGA. Notice to our friends. A system of laws called the solar law is sovereign in the entire universe. This system is also valid for nature. This means that this system comprises all the living and non-living entities in nature. They are called the group of light and are seven in number. 1, solar group. 2, fate group. 3, time group. 4, war group. 5, fire group. 6, mysteries and the wise people. 7, night group. This group is also divided into 7. They are all under the command of the Almighty, that is, the sovereign of the sun of all the suns. Darkness represents the space, and the white color represents light. Mankind, who knows all this, is very restless. Actually, the fear of sincere people are unreasonable in this period, which we call the period of sincerity. Our goal is to rejuvenate human beings who became worn out and to create genuine human beings from human beings. The Islam religion is free of all doubts, and in its essence it relies on logic. The Quran, which is the book of the most evolved religion, in spite of being very clear, could not be interpreted properly due to its having been written in Arabic. In fact, it comprises all the information on law, politics, society, and space. Later, fanatic societies have degenerated it. Intuition and perception are inspirations. All the religious books since the beginning of time had been revealed by the messengers of the preeminent Lord. They constitute a commission consisting of 24 preeminent ones. This is called the Supreme Assembly, or the Central System. The only enlightening and guiding channel open to the world is here. All the commands are given from here. Until now, 5 books had been revealed from this channel. These are the New Testament, the Old Testament, the Psalms of David, the Far East religions, and the Quran. The Quran, which is the last book, had been dictated by the command of the single Lord to our light friend Muhammad Mustafa through Archangel Gabriel. And now the Lord dictates to the pen of the Golden Age, without putting any messengers in between, the scientific explanation of all the books by compiling the essence of all these books. The names of God written in Quran are 99. They are 300 in the New Testament, 300 in the Old Testament, and 300 in the Psalms of David. That is, altogether, they are 999. But the sum of all his names in the entire universe is 6,666, including the above number. Among these names, only one is genuine, but this gate has always remained closed. It is said that this divine name consists of 147 words. If we add these numbers, 1, 4, 7, it equals to 12, and this means the apostles of Jesus Christ are 12 assistants of the prophet. The cherubim of Moses are the same 12 assistants of the prophet. The 12 imams of Muhammad are the same assistants of the prophet. All these explanations are present in Quran. However, now, when the secrets of the universe are solved through the secrets of the pyramids, these secrets too are beginning to be solved. For example, let us draw a pyramid like this. and they're showing a four-sided pyramid that's transparent, so you can see the bottom and the four sides. At the top is an O. At each of the other sides are sixes, and there are stars in the center of the bottom and at each point where the bottom line meets with the six. The Supreme Assembly is established by 24 Supreme Ones. Six apostles are working at each of the four poles. It has always been like this until today. Now let us explain it this way. The apostles are at the two poles, are 6 plus 6 equals 12. O, that is the single Lord, is the Almighty. The sum of the three of them makes 13. This number is indivisible and is the single. The 12 apostles and God constitute a triangle. This is one side of the pyramid. Each side constitutes one of the books revealed by the channel of God. These books had been revealed through intermediaries. These intermediaries have added their interpretations to the books. Actually, the right angle which passes through the pyramid is very important. This is the unification of the essence of God and the genuine human being, and the Quran had been revealed thus. But the Islamic society has memorized the Quran like a parrot, however, has never understood the profoundness of its meaning, exceptions excluded. Then, when veneration to Quran was suggested to people, they always kept it above their heads, could not ever place the contents in their brains. When they were told to carry it on top of their heads, they hung it on a nail high on the wall, but could not interpret the real meaning of these words. Now religions have become quite different than what you used to think. Now the real meanings of these sacred books are revealed to you from the firmament level, through the computer system, in the truest sense. Here we are taking you a bit outside the thought chains to which you have been habituated until today. Signed, Pen of the Golden Age, PGA. Our friends, now we would like to talk to you about Mother. By the command of God, all the goodwill and love in the entire universe is given to the woman who is going to be a mother, because the continuation of the generation occurs through this love. A mother should never presume that she feeds her baby only with her milk. Actually, that which feeds and maintains the life of a baby is the vibrations of love emanated by the mother. The device to measure the vibrations of this love is not present in your world yet. Ego of the society could not bring the mother, whom even God has rendered so supreme, to her deserved place. People who first make frequency contacts with us are mothers. We dictate these to you to explain how great a power love is. Undeveloped societies will be annihilated in proportion with the torment they cause for women. Do not ever forget this. Alterations which will occur during the time which comes from beyond the 20th century until today will convince you more. Those whom God esteems are valuable for us too. We deal with all their problems. In case the frequency of mothers is cut down by negative influences, your world medium will never be free of depression. The time has changed. The medium has changed. The world needs altruistic love radiating from the essence, not selfish love. This powerful current is present in Mother. Do not ever forget that. You be either man or woman, your possessive ego will always lure your frequency. Now there will be no more religious books to be revealed to you. You may accept these words as a continuation of your books. Happiness and success to you all from the supreme level. Pen of the Golden Age, PGA. Our friends, this book, which is dictated by the command of the central system and according to the universal theory, through the channel of the single Lord, is the explanation of all the religious books in the Quran through the path of learning. And it has been sent to the world together with all the saints. The genuine devotees already know this fact, because the space code, which has taken its genuine place in the channel of the Lord, acts by the command of its Lord. Just as societies have been divided up until today by the Christian-Muslim discrimination, the universe has also been divided by the view, the terrestrial and the extraterrestrial. It has been commanded that the single channel which would talk about space and the extraterrestrials is Alpha. The other channel's permission to speak is limited for the time being. Do not forget that there are numerous negative codes in space also which could not enter the involvement code yet. Their negative effects have reflected on your societies. Until today, you've been protected from these negative effects by the channel of the Lord. And now the human being of the world will be taken to the salvation medium under the auspices of this dictated book. This will occur through our goodwilled friends who have been prepared for the medium of consciousness. We tell you to write your book in your own handwriting, because all your writings from the time of your first existence until today are kept here in the archives. Our friends who are aware of its importance will anyway write their books in their own handwritings. Do not ever force those who would not do so, because you know that the characteristic of this period is to leave each person with his or her own conscience. Mankind will make its own choice itself. There is no compulsion ever. We repeat this again. This has been announced by a divine command. Signed, Light. Now, we are conveying the message our Ataturk has given us through the mediumic channel. Turkish youth, your primary duty is to protect and to love the Turkish nation, to love it more than yourself. You have guided with success this country I have entrusted to you through learning and knowledge since the day I have left it to you. That which dominates the world today is the brain power. You too have made your contribution to this world and flown your flag with pride as it befits you. On behalf of the Turkish nation, my gratitude to you is infinite, my children. I pray that God will not diminish the illumination on your path and the divine light on your intellect. Signed, Kemal Ataturk. Our friends who believe in the immortality of the spirit know that there is no such thing as death. Death is sleeping for some time, and resurrection is to be born again. What your origin is what your essence is. Whatever you were yesterday is what you are today. During each period, during every age, you possess the same personality. There is no modification ever in your essence gene. The modification is only in your memory code. Now, let us tell you how a person is prepared for death in the immortality medium. A special process is applied to our friend missionaries whose spirit levels have risen above a certain frequency. Now, we are going to explain this special process to you very clearly for you to understand. Now, in your medium, during the process of leaving the body, which you call death, that person's essence gene is beamed up. The spirit is processed at the spirit filtration medium, and its frequency is measured. If it has attained the evolvement code, then its gene is embodied in heaven in a very short time by the process of cell reproduction. This means that while that person is getting his or her real identity, his or her spirit claims him or her, and he or she is resurrected. There are 30 world years pass in a moment. People are resurrected without being aware of anything. No procedure is applied to those who could not reach the evolvement code. Their spirit vibrations, by being reincarnated several times, develop their frequencies and evolvements in conformity with the medium. The body you claim during your last evolvement is the body you had during your first existence. However, it is also beneficial to indicate the following. The most powerful peak of a cell is between the ages 29 and 30. Genes do not change, but after this age, cells begin to deteriorate in age. This is the reason why, when 30 world years is reached, which is the time of the actual form of the cells, the process of cell freezing is applied. And from then on, that particular person becomes immortal by remaining in that same age. Now, have you understood the difference between death and immortality, our friends? Signed, Pen of the Golden Age, PGA. Notice to our friendly brothers and sisters. Do not leave your fate in the hands of others. Pay attention to the messages we will give to you. Our call is to those who receive the words of Allah. The medium you are in is equivalent to the medium you will be in. Our missionaries who will reap the rewards will help you in every way. Here we will not talk about the past centuries, but the future ones. The medium you are in is the medium which has remained behind the civilization. We have never blamed you, and we will not do so now either. You have made your world a medium of resignation. This is the reason why you cannot make progressive efforts. Today, faith, the problem of centuries, is good for nothing but to give mankind serenity and happiness. Beyond this, the divine mechanism of the Lord functions with great speed. What you believe in is what we believe in. Those who love and those who are beloved are with us. Our spiritual friends have shed light on you until today from a certain medium. We have instantly gotten in touch with those who have been purified. Mankind has made its choice itself. Here, the laws of our Lord are valid. There is no discrimination, no partiality. Whatever you have possessed until today have been the fruits of your own efforts. Now we would like to talk to you more clearly. The one you worship is the one we worship. We do not accept any supreme one other than him. We owe our existence to him. Apart from this, we do not want conditioned minds. The state of being conditioned will always be an obstacle for you. The command of God exists even in the smallest work you do. You are deviating this fact by your age-old conditioned thoughts, and you deprive yourselves of this beautiful influence. Your frequencies cannot be supervised on the desired level for this reason. Here, the period of religions has long been over, in fact, centuries ago. However, it is very difficult to penetrate you. This is way beyond your capacities. For this reason, all the commands were always given to you through the path of the divine realm. Each religion was given to you from the same level, that is, from the level of God, depending on the same frequency from the enlightenment channels, to give an order to the course of your world. But mankind has conditioned itself according to religions that spiritual guides have been propagating. Due to its ego, it has looked down upon its other brothers and sisters with contempt. Actually, the essence of the five books has the same meaning, the same words of God. These books have not been given to you to separate you. This manner of yours has prevented us from getting in contact with you until today. We could never supervise your frequencies, excluding our exceptional friends, sages, and saints. Negative currents your egos transmitted brought your world to these present narrow straits. We have extended our helping hands to friends whom we will hold their hands. The human being does not become a human being by prostration or by idolatry. Do not be the servant of a servant. Do not forget that your spiritual guides who have enlightened you were each human being too. However, do not neglect to venerate them either, because they are the friends who guide you on the path of light. Do not behave scrupulously towards us either, and never idolize us. We too are the servants of God. However, we are your elder brothers. Run away from superstition, run towards the light. Your superstitions decrease your speeds of light. Your unhappiness is due to your minds not being liberated. If you can get rid of the negative trash there, then happiness is yours. Our suggestions until today have always been for your welfare. Those who cannot banish their doubts may misunderstand us. Pure hearts and pure spirits are always under the control of the mechanism here. We are always ready to help them. If they do not let any negative thoughts arise in their minds, their frequencies will always be coded up here. Those very things which has led you up to here have been worship and love of God. Worship is a wonderful thing. In such a medium, all spirits are purified from malevolence. By this means, you are elevated up to the level of God. God has given this power to you. For this reason, learn to fly without an assistant, and this occurs by liberating yourselves from conditioning. God is with you. Our love is for all our brothers and sisters in the entire universe. Signed, Pen of the Golden Age, PGA. Our friends, during your most difficult times, you have reached out to us with your hands and spirits extended towards God, and now we have come to help you during these difficult periods of yours. The preeminent All-Merciful has prepared everything so well that there will not be the slightest defect in this system, which will function both in nature and in the universe. As a matter of fact, all your evolutions since your existence until today are kept in our archives. Your brain is such a sensitive device that if you remember your entire past, you would annihilate yourselves. For this reason, we act according to the law of graduation. Most of you have remembered lots of things you had known in the past. Some of you still keep them hidden in your brain layers. But do not ever forget that you are being awakened from your sleep by being enlightened by the assistant codes. This is valid for all our brothers and sisters on every continent. This is the reason why all the religious books which talked about the resurrection period until now have enlightened you and prepared you for a certain medium. Now we should be ready for that period, because we at the moment are going through that period. This is just the right time to be hand in hand. Our possibilities are limitless. But do not ever forget that we make greater effort than you to save you. One day, all our human brothers and sisters will reach the consciousness of this. We work with this hope. Everything you have has been put into order. Health is under control. However, we help only our friends who extend their hands to us. Our love is for the entire universe, our brothers and sisters. Signed, Light. Notice to our brothers and sisters, our friends, events which manifest differently in each person have, in fact, an extraordinary state. Everyone cannot communicate with angels, and you cannot achieve this state by desiring it either. For this reason, we send you the pioneer entities to help you from here. They regulate the level of your frequencies. To whichever code adjustment your frequency is elevated, we begin to work from that determined point. The result we get from this is your actual code and your actual existential self. Then your state of awareness is dealt with. Your previous incarnations are supervised one by one, and your identity is investigated and the files kept in the archives. After indicating who you are, what you are, and how many times you've been incarnated, we get in touch with your actual personality. During this period, the 14 apostles and the Supreme Assembly begin to occupy themselves with you. They help you on the divine path. They prepare you for entering the purification medium. This is a very critical period. You either remain in the world forever or continue on the path of light. Those who are accepted to the presence are introduced to special people. They receive help on their every step and they are protected. In fact, we have occupied ourselves with each one of you one by one in this period. Now the time has come for distributing duties. And here it is beneficial to indicate that duties are given only to those who are trustworthy. With the other groups of friends, only our conversation contacts continue. Each one who receives the command of duty is a messenger of the divine realm. They are prepared for more intense information. The Supreme One of whichever religion you sympathize with on the world level is sent to you to help you. For example, in the Christian realm, our light friend Jesus Christ is the one who guides. And in the Muslim realm, our light friend Muhammad Mustafa is the guide. And they enlighten you on this path on numerous matters. By the information you get in this matter, your intergalactic connections begin. These connections are obtained through a computer system by radio waves. Our friends who have been prepared and who are trusted by God, according to this system, become a property that is a member of the central system. The system provides you with radio wave connections which come from beyond your solar system. In this manner, universal secrets and gateways unknown to you are opened in front of you. It is impossible for you to obtain these togethernesses without aid and in a mechanical fashion. In your planet, neither your physical power nor your mechanical power permits you to pass through this prepared Vulam field. This is the reason why mankind accepts numerous galaxies as being died-down planets on this path. Only the brain codes which can receive the perceptions can get in touch with the radio waves. Those who do not know these things can never understand how they are done. However, the power present in everyone has the quality to realize it easily if that person so desires. Missionaries are personally chosen from here. We can also get in touch with other friends the moment they desire, both in the physical medium and the spiritual realms. Do not forget that we are your friends. We have come to embrace you who are our friends. Since unhappiness cuts off your frequencies, we always give you messages of love, goodwill, beauty, and happiness. This problem of yours should be solved on the level of the essence, otherwise you cannot progress at all. The place to which you are connected now and are receiving messages from is the planet Nova, which lies beyond the distances of the firmament. When the time comes, we will beam you up to this planet. The world medium we have mentioned to you is prepared here. From now on, connections will never cease. Togethernesses will solve everything, and every deed of yours will be settled. Your actual world is here. Now you are living in a world of vision. The place you're in now is your medium of supervision. Only those who pass their tests of this medium are accepted to the genuine medium. Both we and all your brothers and sisters whom you can bring from your medium to this medium will be grateful to you. Heart full of love from the light of the heavens, our friends. Signed, Pen of the Golden Age, PGA. Vulam, V-U-L-O-M, is magnetic attraction field. Notice to our friends, we would like to give you a brief content of the messages you will receive from beyond Mercury. The joining of the links to links will follow the progression of the flow. The offerings are given from the divine level by divine power. Our friends who have completed the progression chain have united their heartstrings with the vibrations here. Due to certain changes way beyond the firmament, there will be some periods of interruption in the communications with you, even if for short periods. Now you know and understand this. The perceptions you receive are radioactive waves coming way beyond the white color of lead. However, these waves are given after they are purified in the form of spiral waves. They never bother you. Be ready for the events and do not ever be surprised. Our friends who have gotten in touch with us will enlighten you on this path. The divine light of the heavens and the words of the divine realm will be given to the chosen friends. They will talk through the direct channel. Do you know why we dictate all these things? The offerings we dictate to dear Mevlana through the channel Alpha will be different than the offerings our other friends receive, because this book sheds light on the path way beyond the 21st century. Quests will meet with quests. Everyone will complete his or her evolvement in his or her own medium and will pass beyond the gateways to be opened. Your goodwill is supervised by the mechanism here. The sacred light which will embrace you from the land of loving ones will take you to more different mediums. We presume that our friends who receive these messages are not surprised at anything anymore, because now they know what will be done and when. We will prepare for you very different and unknown mediums. Happiness in the world will be a symbol you will deserve. Those who are chosen are esteemed people. They will never have disappointments. Hopelessness does not suit the people of this medium. The state of your world in these last days is not optimistic at all. We extend our helping hands to you as much as we can. During these days, an explosion on the sun is expected. These vibrations may have certain unpleasant effects on your constitutions. This is a natural phenomena, as it has always been in each period. It is possible that the messages may be interrupted for a short duration. We dictate this so you will not be worried. Your sunny days will be your happiest days. Let all the beauties be with you. I entrust you to our God. Signed, Pen of the Golden Age, PGA. Our friends, the entire universe is within a whole. For this reason, nothing is lost there. The system they had once called the Exist in Unity was nothing but a computer timing. Starting from this fact, we will explain to you the entire truth one by one. The thought of the universe is equivalent to the thought of the brain. It has been regulated accordingly. During this period, there are operating brains and waiting brains. Let us explain this as follows. It is the same phenomena as when you wait for your turn to get on a bus. Now we will give you passages from all the religious books. Buddha met his God in Massiva. Mevlana had met us in the universe. Jesus Christ had been sent to your world with his miracles. Muhammad and Moses had been sent to enlighten you through the intellect. God had once created all the intellects from the same frequency, but mankind could neither create its own self or it could not, could either create its own self or could not. Because from the time of your first existence until today, there has been such knowledge in the layers of your perfect brains, but you are not aware of it. Read. Read everything from the scientific works to the classics. You will gain consciousness as you read. Your Ataturk has said, learning is the truest guide. He was not only the enlightened guide of Turkey, but of the entire universe. His peace slogan was, peace at home, peace in the universe. This very book also is dictated with his consciousness. The entire universe will read this book, and one day the entire world will live happily under this beautiful roof of brotherhood, with our love to all our brothers and sisters in the world. Signed, Pen of the Golden Age, PGA. And so ends Fascicle 2. Now, if this is the first time that you've tuned in, and you have just heard about the Knowledge Book, you should read Fascicle 1, 20, and 25, and those are noted on the information, the show information. And it's got the website there and everything else, if you're interested. I will be reading one fascicle a month, unless instructed to read more than that, probably towards the end of the month, like this, as it comes up. Now, the reason I decided to read this one today is because I'm noticing there are still a lot of people who are so stuck in their egos and so stuck in their comfortable niches, and the time for that is over. And I would like to be able to save as many people as possible. Now, when I'm talking about salvation, I'm not talking about saving you from the cataclysm, if it comes. I'm talking rather about saving the essence of who you really are forever. So you could call it saving your soul, you know, whatever you want to call it. There are a lot of different terms for it. As I've mentioned before, I've had 6 near-death experiences. And so I know what's on the other side. And I saw the truth of this book as soon as a friend introduced it to me. And now I finished reading the whole book, and that's a total of 62 days, I think. As I've read this book, it's answered many questions for me. Questions that I had thought I knew the answer to, and indeed I had the answer according to this book. So I thought that was kind of interesting. And it also helps you to kind of understand why we're going things the way we are in our life, you know. Because sometimes we just kind of sit here and go, oh, my God, what the hell is happening? And I know I've had plenty of those moments, and I've told you guys about some of them. And everybody I've been talking to has been saying things lately like, what the heck just happened? Well, you know, we just came through the solstice, June 21st. And so there was a huge energy influx that hit the planet. Now, most of us felt it at least 5 days before it hit. And I don't know how you guys felt it, but most of us that did feel it and knew it was coming laid down. And I basically slept for 3 days. And the reason that one would do that when you can is so you can allow your body to change, because we're going through these massive changes. Now, what I understand is that we are actually making our tissues able to sustain the higher vibratory rate. Some people say we're turning into silicone beings. I don't know. I can't tell you that. I haven't seen any proof of that. What I can tell you is that you're being able to handle more energy, so your circuits won't get blown. Now, there are a lot of people out there that are flipping their onions, as Madeline likes to say, because they can't handle the energy. So you guys that are regular BBS listeners, I think you're going to do fine, most of you. There's a couple that are kind of flipping out. You know, and I've seen a couple things happen in the last couple of months where I went, wow, you know, I thought that person was stable, and I found out that that was not so. So you never know, you know, what's going to push you over the edge. My suggestion to everyone is that we maintain our health as well as we can, stay away from negative people as much as possible, and sometimes you can't. And, you know, when that's that way, it just serves to make you stronger. And so you just, you know, learn how to deal with it and just refuse to be dragged down to that yourself. And I had an incident that happened last week that I slid right down into a lower dimension. And so Steve helped me with that. Because I said, oh, my God, I don't like this place. How the heck did I get here? And it was just because I was just shocked. And the shock threw me down, you know, several vibratory levels. So, you know, and that was just like a normal thing that happens, you know, throughout our society type of shock. So that left me wondering, how are we going to weather these shocks that are coming? And I don't have the answer to that. You know, I do know that, you know, the dolphins have communicated to me, and I've had ETs communicate to me, oh, don't worry about it, you know, everything's fine, just stay in joy. Well, I'd like to know how you stay in joy when the entire world is flipping around and doing things it doesn't normally do around you. How do you stay in joy when people are coming after you and trying to hurt you physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, every way? And my answer to that is I know that the only salvation we have is that bright spark of light that we call God that's within us. And we just have to go within. And, you know, there's many techniques I've talked about on the show before, like Ho'oponopono, where you just keep constantly saying, you know, I'm sorry, God, I'm sorry I created that in my life. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. And there have been many instances of people who have used that when they were actually under physical attack, and they just didn't resist. They just pulled within themselves and said that over and over and just totally ignored what was going on outside, went completely inside, you know, kind of like Buddha, and examined, you know, what is it about myself that caused this? You know, what attracted this to me? And 9 times out of 10, it's that we don't love ourselves enough. And so my other precautionary note to everyone is learn to love yourself. And I'm still working on that too. You know, I do a pretty good job, but, you know, but I'm still working on it, and we all are continually working on it. So, you know, all I can say is practice, practice, practice. You know, that's one of the most important things that we can do. So we are out of time, and I hope you guys enjoyed that. Should have given you a little bit of food for thought there. So until next week, be happy, be healthy, and be who you really are. Nighty-night.
Time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each.
teach your soul to keep.
Stupid we are, playing the message mind getting some peace and quiet. So hang a sign that says closed for repairs. Then as it starts, let imagination run riot. Oh, let me paint you a picture. Streets paved with gold. Let me float ideas to entertain. Let me fly in the face of all your toad, and we'll see if we'll be right and rain. Now most get by, do no more than necessary. Marked by indifference, adopt the usual line. Zip out of their depths to offer social commentary, saying, I see the problem, but who made it mine? This will go on until our faith is restored. There's a lot of work to do just to tie up loose ends. How about we go back to the drawing board? Try our hand and let's square the circle, my friends. Oh, and let me paint you a picture. Streets paved with gold. Let me float ideas to entertain. Let me fly in the face of all your told, and we'll see if we'll be right as rain. Oh, let me paint you a picture. Let me float ideas. Let me fly in the face of, oh, we'll see if we'll be right as rain.
$5,000 per week take you? Discover the exact details of a simple and proven system that quickly puts $5,000 to $10,000 in many students' pockets every week. What's most amazing is that there are almost no computer skills required, and you can start pulling in cash automatically within just a few hours. We are absolutely convinced that our proven system will create massive wealth for virtually anyone, and we'll prove it. Go to bbscashflow.com now and get all the details. That's bbscashflow.com. Thank you.